Welcome to a weekly review of LGBT news from Keene News Service. I'm Lisa Keene. The good news for the LGBT community this week was that President Obama on Monday chose perhaps the most gay-friendly candidate from his short list of potential nominees to be the next appointee to the U.S. Supreme Court. But gay legal activists, while praising the nominee, suggest they have some room to worry. Solicitor General Alina Kagan took sides with gays against military recruiters when she was dean of Harvard's law school. But Haley Gornberg of Lambda Legal says Kagan has also defended laws that hurt gays. And the White House went to some lengths this week to paint a picture of Kagan as a strong supporter of the military and one who played a more passive role in the conflict between gays and the military. The White House distributed a commentary published Tuesday in the Wall Street Journal that said Kagan was merely upholding a long-standing policy at Harvard when she barred military recruiters from campus during her tenure as dean of the law school. The essay was written by Kagan's predecessor at the law school, Robert Clark, who said Kagan was merely following a policy that was already in place long before she became dean, and that policy, he said, did not bar all military recruiters, but rather limited their approach to students through a specific student group. Clark said it would be very wrong to portray Alina Kagan as hostile to the U.S. military. Quite the opposite is true, he said. Meanwhile, two friends of Kagan's told Politico.com this week that it would also be very wrong to portray Alina Kagan as gay. Kagan's nomination has been of particular interest to the LGBT community because of rumors that she's gay, rumors that were given a big boost in April from a CBS News blog post. That post, by a little-known conservative gadfly, claimed Kagan would, if confirmed, be the first openly gay justice. Kagan has never identified as gay or straight, and the White House said the CBS blog was inaccurate. But rumors like that, coming at least in part because Kagan is 50 and unmarried, fueled an unusually strong interest in Kagan's personal life once she was nominated. The very next day, her old law school roommate Wendy Salzer came forward to tell Politico, "I've known her for most of her adult life, and I know she's straight." Former Princeton buddy Elliot Spitzer also told the website that he knew Kagan dated men in college. Walzer did not suggest she was delivering this message at Kagan's request, but she said she and other friends of Kagan felt they should tactfully put an end to the rumors. Nevertheless, key Republicans on the Senate Judiciary Committee this week said they would be grilling Kagan closely over her opposition to Don't Ask, Don't Tell and another gay federal law, the Defense of Marriage Act. Gay activists would like to see both of those laws overturned, and a case on DOMA is likely to be before the U.S. Supreme Court in just a couple of years. Meanwhile, LGBT activists have been trying for 36 years to get a bill passed Congress to prohibit discrimination based on sexual orientation, and they believe they may be closer this year than ever before. Mara Kiesling, head of the National Center for Transgender Equality, says she believes activists have secured the votes to pass ENDA in the House. She and others say it's now time for the Democratic leadership to schedule that vote. But the vote is not scheduled, and there are only 47 voting days left before the current Congress adjourns. Activists have scaled back the request over the years. First, the bill sought to protect gays and lesbians in many arenas. But 16 years ago, they dropped everything but employment. That was the Employment Non-Discrimination Act, or ENDA. And the bill has gotten only 2 floor votes in all those 16 years. A Senate vote in 1995 that fell just 1 vote shy, and a House vote in 2007 that approved the measure. This year's bill includes not only sexual orientation, but also gender identity. Some speculate Democrats are afraid of a controversial vote this close to midterm elections, but Kiesling and others aren't convinced about that, and with the House calendar days for the votes ticking down, they are growing impatient. Ray Carey of the National Gay and Lesbian Task Force says the Democratic leadership needs to do the right thing and do it right now. But Harry Gural, spokesman for Representative Barney Frank, who introduced the bill, said it would be wrong for activists to think the job of shoring up support for the measure is done. He said the whip count is still underway and that supporters of the measure should be turning up the pressure with phone calls to their representatives. In other news this week, President Obama on Sunday issued a Mother's Day proclamation that recognized the existence of families with 2 moms. And the Senate Judiciary Committee on Thursday voted 12-7 to recommend the nomination of pro-gay law professor Goodwin Liu to the Ninth Circuit U.S. Court of Appeals. Liu's opposition to California's Proposition 8, banning same-sex marriage, came up prominently during his confirmation hearing in April and will likely come up on the floor of the Senate as well. For Keene News Service, this is Lisa Keene. You have been listening to a podcast of Keene News Service. Visit us on the web at keenenewsservice.com.